Okay, we're at the Granada Conference 2006, and we're speaking with Alex Key from Malaysia. So you have an interesting device for pasteurizing water, and
that's
also
right.
Cooking.
That's right, and so, baking.
And baking.
And also for silica gel regeneration.
Oh, for refrigeration?
No, regeneration.
Yeah, silica gel regeneration,
right.
What is that?
The silica gel is actually a silica gel desiccant, mm-hmm. where you remove humidity.
Oh, so then you can use it to dry
that's
things.
Right, that's right.
Okay. So tell us about this cooker. Well, there's pictures on the website you can see, but tell us how you came upon this idea.
Okay, I have a solar heater installed at my home in Malaysia.
Or a water heater?
Yeah, water heater.
Okay.
And one evening I was taking my shower, enjoying the free hot water from the sun. And my thoughts goes to the suffering people in Africa without clean, safe drinking water. And I say, what can I do for them? And it came up for me that there is this vacuum tube technology that is now very popular in China that powers the solar heater. Because mine solar heater is an old solar heater. And then the problem of old heads comes in, because if you were to transport the whole solar heater from China complete with a tank, it's going to cost a lot of money, because and the old head of the tank is unnecessary, because what we want is the heart of the system. Why don't we bring the heart of a system and give it and bring it to the poor? It is the heart that matters. And it came upon me that, hey, it's true. We can use a tube alone, on its own.
So these are vacuum tubes.
Vacuum
right?
tubes.
So they
and
have two. They have two.
That's right. It is
two
basically
walls with vacuum in between.
That's right. It is a coaxial vacuum tube with selective coating. And this is the latest technology in the market.
Right, and it's
yeah.
and it's mass produced.
Mass producing, yeah, that's right. And you know, when it's mass produced, the cost is low, and
right.
it becomes a Volkswagen.
Right.
So it's a Volks.
Right.
A tube.
Volks tube. Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you told me earlier that it would cost maybe $1,000 to have one tube made. If
yes,
you were
just for just if it's just. To bring it
to make one.
That make one
tube,
that's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
But you can get them from China, and how much do they cost?
Well,
in quantity.
Yeah, in quantities, it's below $5 per piece.
Right.
That's right. Then it came upon me that beside bring it to Africa to pasteurize water, right, for the suffering people. My thoughts turned to the aid giver. For example, if you are going down to help the people, the last thing you want to have is you yourself become a victim and disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking of providing a personal safety device where the person can depend on it. For example, it is free energy from the sun, it is carried on the back, and you just go down the field. If you need clean water, what other better way is to ensure it yourself?
How long does it take normally?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a difficult question, but
yep.
in normal, good, clear sun,
okay.
how long does it take to
That's
get
right.
the water to pasteurize?
See, the unique part about this system, the Solar Kettle Thermos Plus, is that it is an all-climate system, which means that you can use it in an equatorial area with heavy cloud cover. You can use
right.
it in a temperate country, or even a tropical country where the sky is clear, it still works.
Mm-hmm.
Because it works on diffuse radiation.
Right.
Unlike, say, maybe a parabolic dish that only works on direct sunlight. So, depending on the solar insulation, it takes from an hour right up to 2.5 hours for 1 liter of water. And this is boiling point.
Right.
Yep.
But how about the pasteurization temperature?
Pasteurization is about 20% time less. For example, if it takes 1 hour to boil, it probably takes about 45 or even up to 50 minutes to boil.
Okay.
I mean, to pasteurize.
That's
right.
Now, how much water does one tube hold?
Okay, I chose a tube that is not too long, so that it's easy to carry. So the 0.75 meter long tube will take about a liter of water, or 4 cups
okay.
of water. Yeah.
Okay. and then you can pasteurize that. And
that's right.
Also said you can cook in it.
Oh, yes. So long as you can put it into the internal diameter of the tube.
Right.
You can cook anything.
So rice or beans or whatever.
Yeah, rice or beans. The only thing is that if you cook rice, then you got to pour it out, which will be messy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if in a survival scenario where there's nothing to eat but maybe a snake, you can put a snake in. That's right. And you bake it.
It's a convenient shape.
That's right. You mean hot dogs, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Now, you also said bake.
Yep.
What do you bake in a...
Well, this morning we did some demo. I baked some pizza, some cookies.
I see.
So long as you put it on a strip of a metal.
Okay.
So that it helps you to retrieve it.
I see. Yep. Okay. Now, is there anything inside the tube? When you sell these, I know, you have a case.
That's right.
And the tube.
That's
now,
right.
Is the tube, I noticed today seeing one with metal inside tube.
Yeah. The metal is the accessory that you can make it yourself.
Now, is that needed?
It's not needed.
Put clear water in the tube, and
the tube
is just clear.
That's right, yeah.
And it still heats up.
Yes. And the beautiful part is this, that because it is made up of glass.
Right.
Very strong Pyrex or borosilicate glass. It is totally safe to drink from and to eat from.
Right. Yep. So how long have you been selling these?
Okay, I first put it into commercial production about 2.5 years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's from there that I start selling it through the internet. Yeah.
Have any international NGOs taken you up on the idea?
Not really. I was hopeful that, you know, maybe through SCI promotion.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a matter of awareness. They may not be aware that...
Oh, no, of course
not. That's right.
Most people are not aware of most things.
That's right.
So I think you told me off microphone that you were recommending that aid agencies might actually order a container full of these, into a situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then the family could use that.
Yeah. You see, I believe in personal empowerment. If it is your personal responsibility, you will ensure and you take ownership of your responsibility.
Right.
That you ensure your own survival. Whereas if it is a mass village system, you will say, oh, somebody else will do it for me. I don't have to worry myself.
Right.
So nothing beats personal empowerment.
Right. Well, that's great. Is there anything I'm missing that I should be asking you? Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Okay. Now, I name it the device as the Solar Kettle Thermos Plus, even though it is not just a kettle, but it bakes, right? It's pressurized, and it can do anything that needs thermal energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also a thermos flask.
Oh, so you can keep liquid.
Precisely. Hot. This is the only device, solar device, that can deliver hot water while the sun is still asleep.
Oh, interesting. So you can heat that liter of water and then you could make tea in the morning.
Yes. Because the loss overnight, because it's a thermos, right, it's only about 2 to 5 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
It's still
good.
You need
to insulate that inside the case during the night?
No, you don't need, because the vacuum itself is an insulator, but you must cork it up. You must.
That's right. Well, that's a very interesting idea.
Thank you.
I think some interesting thinking on your part.
Yes. And I hope this will bless, you know, the suffering people.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.